Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Kill the King, the mixtape by Awis. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Kill the King, the mixtape, was definitely an unexpected drop for me at least. However, I'm always a fan of Awis when he drops, so let's hear what it's all about. The mixtape starts off with this vocal skit, and it sounds like a comedian doing stand-up comedy. I'm not really sure where the clip is from, but it really does the job in capturing your attention in that 1 minute or so that it runs. On track 2, Awis addressed his beef with streaming platforms and how music right now is set up for the artist to fail, but he shows such a deep understanding of the industry, or more so, his own positioning within the industry. And this explains a lot of his moves, which seem foreign to the audience sometimes, but are key in keeping him at the top as a household name with unlimited talent, really. His ceiling is just crazy. And the fact is, the Awis playbook is definitely not conventional. It's actually impressive that when you hear the word mixtape, you expect something less polished right off the bat. And maybe Awis did that reverse psychology on us, because it felt as if the production on Kill the King, the mixtape, was better than what a mixtape should be. It's not all the way polished, but there wasn't anything super reckless or, reputation damaging either. Some of the beats make you want to get off your seat, and 100 Mil is such a song, and this tune is a banger, by the way. Both Awis and J Jody came through. No chorus, just verses, just bars, yet the song is one way you can't help but repeat. I get the mixtape-ness from another angle also. When it comes to any sample clearances required, this has been a tactic many rappers have used in the past and present as well, to drop projects without catching smoke that comes with the clearance administration. So they just call it a mixtape and give it away for free, as it were. I don't know how that works with streaming royalties though, but that's another story. Awis has this ability to take you from a song like 100 Mil, which is like your banger, you want to get off your seat, to something like Michael Just Sent Me This Chop, which makes you actually want to sit down and take in the storytelling, soak it in. It's not easy to do, but he makes it look easy and also doesn't miss a beat. It's part of the wider experience, and he does expert storytelling all the way through, even as he switches up the cadence or does it on a faster beat versus a slower one. He knows how to keep our attention as listeners. A song such as Big Love is a great example of one that will find resonance with many people because of the aspects of grief that it touches on. Real life stuff, for real. And the way that it's delivered as well. This also speaks to the lyrical dexterity that comes with Awis. He makes you want to listen multiple times so that you get the multis, the punchlines, and all that stuff. Kill the King, the mixtape, has so many quotables, it is not even funny, man. Something that stands out is how the mixtape is littered with those vocal skits. Like I said, the intro is one of them, and they're lifted off of audios that have either gone viral on social over time, or interviews or something like that from different people, and made some sort of impact in popular culture in some way, from Madumane to Caspanyo Vest, aka, etc. He basically starts off the mixtape this way, so he sets the tone for all these vocal skits that are sort of littered across Kill the King, the mixtape. Of the 19 tracks, 6 are simply those audio vocal skits, just clips, including the intro and the outro. So essentially, there are 13 actual songs. It's still good value either way, and also is great for general retention at around 45 minutes runtime from start to finish. This mixtape is for the hardcore AB's fan as much as it is for the hardcore hip-hop fan, because it was dropped same day as Usmamane's debut album. There have been many comparisons between the two projects and stories about did Aries drop this on purpose, blah, 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 blah. And in my opinion, the two projects couldn't be any more different, with Usmamane definitely occupying that sing rap, new wave type sound, especially as he mixes the languages, you know, coming through with that Zulu as much as the English and all that. Aries is definitely a rapper, like, yes, man. As much as for the new wave Usmamane raps, he really does more of a trap with R&B type fusion for the most part. Aries, on the other hand, hip-hop, bruh, straight through. And the other thing, which, you know, I think we've gotten used to it, so we don't even talk about it, is the fact that his delivery is pretty much English all the way through. And you know what? At the end of the day, regardless of style, it doesn't take away from either artist, to be honest. When talking about Usmamane and Aries, they're simply different flavors that appeal to different tastes within the same genre, the same umbrella of hip-hop, as it were. So in that sense, it is what it is. I definitely enjoyed this mixtape in entirety. I'd say songs to look out for, which probably have the replay value that people talk about these days, are Straight to Hell, 100 Mil, the banger, like I said, and then Swiss Francs / Easier Said Than Done. Those are the songs to watch out for. Having said that, I like Kill the King, the mixtape, even more than I thought I would. That's my honest truth. This is definitely more my lane when I listen to hip-hop records, and Aries knows how to cut a project, man. He knows how to do it. It's not his first time, so yeah. I rate Kill the King, the mixtape, an 8.3 out of 10. Really well done by Aries. And when it comes to hip-hop records from South Africa, especially in the album space, I think I really like what he's done here, and it's probably my favorite of the year so far. And before I dip, do check out my website, mjwemoto.com, mjwemoto.com. That's my website. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto. Son of Zimbabwe signing out. Peace. Nene.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.